Late in a chilly but clear April night in 1775, 21 picked companies of the British Army stationed in the area assembled on Boston Common. The purpose was to march to Concord, to seize the arms and military stores thought to be hidden there. These 700 troops of Grenadiers and Light Infantry crossed the Charles River to Cambridge at midnight to begin the secret march. But, unknown to them, Paul Revere had already spread the alarm. By 2 o'clock in the morning, all the regiments had left Cambridge. Darkness could not cover the sound of the regular tread of so many marching men. Steadily, the troops moved forward, passing Arlington, on past Monroe's Tavern, gradually becoming more and more spread out as they marched on in these early hours. 5 companies of light infantry were heading the march as dawn broke shortly before the country village of Lexington was sighted. For a moment, the troops halted, primed and loaded their muskets, then resumed their relentless progress toward the inevitable confrontation. The rising sun reflected the bright red coats, made bayonets glisten, and brass buttons chime. As this mass of red and steel and brass approached, the bell mounted Lexington Green continued to sound the alarm. Captain John Parker gave the order to his drummer boy, William Diamond, to beat assembly for the Minutemen. Some 70 souls answered this call and stood in widely separated ranks across the common. These civilian soldiers were ordinary townsmen and farmers. The oldest was 65-year-old grandfather Moses Harrington. The youngest was a drummer boy. 12 of the Minutemen were in their teens, a score in their 20s. There were 8 father and son combinations. Many were related. All were neighbors. Among the assembled men ready to stand their ground was Prince Estabrook, a slave, but a volunteer. Inexorably, the British came forward. Neither side gave the order to fire, but suddenly a shot rang out. Then another, and another. Then both sides were firing repeatedly. 700 British regulars and 70 Minutemen of Lexington. Molded by these common people, heralded the United States of America.